What's that, baby?
What up, baby?
Bro, 4-9. Yes, sir. Violet of Radio Uncut.
DJ Super DJ Blitz.
Oh, they wanted to run it back, didn't they? Shout out to Rob 4-9.
Indeed. He's a friend of the show.
Friend to the show. Featuring Lil Wayne. It's called What's That, baby?
Mm-hmm.
Repping New Orleans heavy. The 4th and the 9th Ward. That's why they call him Rob 4-9.
The Nolans.
Anyway, we're here for 2 hours and 2 hours strong. Hard body karate.
What?
Welcome to our humble abode. If this is your first time in our house, take your dirty shoes off at the door.
Hope those feet not jumping, because we will talk about you in your face.
And we welcome all the new listeners to the experience. Rez, what up?
What's happening, man? I'm feeling great, you know. I took a nap. I got my lemon drop tea right here. I'm ready for the world. How about you, my brother?
I'm cool, man. I'm in here eating this candy.
Mm-hmm.
I snagged it from the front desk.
As you should. Shout out to the front desk.
They always got the snacks up there at the front desk. I got my water intake today.
Oh, yeah. I drank some water also.
I got my water intake today. Yeah. I had a little green tea.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm saying I'm ready to go. We here, man. Where can they follow you at?
You already know. At DJ REDDZ. That's IG. That's X. That's DJRez.com. Google me. I think something will pop up. We moving. How about you, Super?
At DJ SUPA on that X.
Yep.
Formerly Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
At Super the DJ on that Instagram. Follow the crew at Violator All Star DJs.
Yes, indeed.
And today, we show Jersey some more love, man.
Why not? Why not?
We showing Jersey some more love, man.
More of that Jersey love. I love it.
Repping Trenton.
Mm-hmm.
East Trenton. Let's be clear. East Trenton.
Okay. We're going to learn something today.
Let's be even more clear. Wilbur section.
Oh, man. Okay.
We got Sal Escobar up in here, man.
What's the deal, baby? How you doing?
Awesome name. Awesome name.
Thank you.
He in here with the smooth voice. Ladies, you hear him?
Mm-hmm.
He's smooth. we got a lot to get into with this brother.
Yes, indeed.
So stick around. Trenton, we got one of your own up in here. Tell a friend.
To tell a friend.
To tell them again.
One time.
Sal, plug all your social media so they can get in with you early.
Definitely. It's CEL_Escobar, and that's for everything. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, it's for everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you can find me at.
We're going to get all in this biz naive.
That's right, that busyness.
All right, he got a story to tell.
We're going to hear about it today.
We got music to play.
Definitely. Indeed.
So stick around, man.
What you got for me, Super?
The Butcher.
Ooh.
It's the Butcher.
The Butcher coming. Hmm? That new album out.
Yo, Benny the Butcher. What's it called? It's called, don't give me the... Everybody Can't Go. Yeah,
everybody can't go, brother.
Everybody Can't Go out now, right now. Shout out to Benny the Butcher.
Yes.
This record is called Back Again.
Yes.
We got Sal Escobar up in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't go nowhere. Benny the Butcher.
Like a little bit of your arm cut. Run the track, Super.
The Butcher coming. Ain't nothing like that first M. Feel like I'm going on my second life.
Yeah. Oh yeah, when you pick a side too.
Yeah.
And when you pick a side, stay there.
New York,
you know
the Philly.
When you know my side.
Uh-huh.
It's called Same 24.
504.
Meek Mill. It's that I-95 music right there. That's Turnpike music right there.
5-0 rapping on there. Okay, 5-0 foreign. He said no big trip on this one. Blah! You ain't hear none of that.
He said,
I got to come correct on this one.
Oh, man. Violator Radio Uncut.
DJ Super, DJ Fritz.
At DJ SUPA on that X. At Super the DJ on that IG. Hit me up. Where you at with it, Reds?
Yeah, we know. At DJ REDDZ, IGX, DJRiz.com, Sal Escobar in the building.
What's the deal, baby?
Trenton's finest, East Trenton's finest, repping Wilbur section, a.k.a. The Section.
Oh, that's that Jersey talk. I don't know what you talk about.
This is straight Trenton-ish.
Let's go.
Right,
hey, I'm here to listen. I'm in school today. I'm ready.
What be good out in the Wilbur section, man?
I mean, you know, it's a lot. It's a, you know, they say it's nothing good in the hood, but you know, we enjoy each other, man.
Yeah.
We friends before anything. You know what I mean? We don't do the enemies, man.
I'm from the hood. It's a lot good in the hood.
You know, they try to say it's nothing good in the hood, man. This stuff good in the hood.
And I'm light skinned. And so I had to grow up in that, man. I make the hood smile, though. I've always been that way.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
So give us your humble beginnings, man. Like, where does the music journey start with Cell Escobar?
Music journey start, man, from a kid, man. I was
my bad.
You good?
Pause, my bad.
I'm so sorry that happened.
Damn.
Let's get this shit.
They can't see off the air what just happened. It's all good. But hit us with your humble beginnings, brother.
It started from an early age, man, from probably like 5, 6.
Mm-hmm.
My dad, my grandmom, they all come from music backgrounds. My grandfather, they all sung. They all was singing. My dad, he listening at early age, neo-soul and
nice. All
that type of music, man. So it come from an early age. I started rapping probably when I was like 17, 18. I started like writing lyrics and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't step into a booth probably till like 2016.
Really?
So I was writing lyrics way before that. I stepped into a booth like 2016 when I was in college.
So pretty much when you stepped in the booth, you knew exactly what you was doing.
Yeah, I knew exactly what I was doing, but you know, it just, you know, I had to polish my pen. You know,
facts.
That's about it.
I'm glad you said that, man.
Yeah.
So pause the story right there. We're gonna play some music. Come back.
Mm-hmm.
More with Cell Escobar on the other side. Plug your social, Doc.
You know that. CEL_Escobar. That's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, wherever you want to find me at. CEL_Escobar.
Yes, indeed.
There it is, yo. Let's keep it in New York, man. Shout out to Connie Diamonds.
Okay.
Dave East.
All right.
It's my joint right here, man. Shout out to Def Jam. EP, we see you.
We see you, EP.
It's Violet the Radio Uncut.
DJ Super, DJ Wiz. Run the track.
Got so much to say, or schedule a conjugal visit or something.
Dang. Dang. Make the Stallion, it's that hiss.
Megan 1, Nikki 0.
We're gonna play Nikki's joint shortly. We gotta make it even. Everybody gotta hear everything.
Okay.
But that was Megan Thee Stallion with the hiss. It's Violet of Radio Uncut.
DJ Super, DJ Red.
And of course, repping Trenton, East Trenton, the section.
Yes.
Cell Escobar is here.
Yes,
here,
indeed.
Baby, we here.
So, in the story, you said you didn't really start recording till 2016.
2016 in college.
And nice. Where'd you go to school?
Dell State.
Hey. Yeah.
Dell State.
Okay.
Dell
State. Yeah.
How has that journey been from 2016 to now?
It's been crazy. A bunch of ups and downs that they don't tell you about.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? It's been great though, man. I just give thanks to God for, you know, keeping me here, keeping me consistent, you know,
mm-hmm.
keeping me on the straight path with this and never falling off, you know. So
give us the best high. We're gonna do highs and lows. Give us the best high that you had so far.
Thus far,
I want to say the best high was probably like meeting Siegel. I met Siegel.
Nice.
Sat down, talked with Siegel, you know what I mean? And just getting the approval for my music, like, it's there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, a legend saying that he liked my music, you know?
And for true artists, that really matters, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like, just hearing that, yo, like, a legend saying that they like my music is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because coming from a city we come from, you don't see them type of things. You don't hear them type of things. You know what I mean?
Right.
You get so drawn into the hood fame that it's a bigger world out here that people listen to your music. So
yes, it is.
It's definitely a great thing.
And you never know who's listening.
Never know.
So on the opposite end, give us a low.
Lowest time I had probably was I want to say the lowest time I had was probably when I first started. You know what I mean? I talked to Hip Hop Biggest Fan.
Mm-hmm.
That I was telling you, and
shout out to Hip Hop's Biggest Fan.
Shout out to Hip Hop Biggest Fan. Reggie, I
did that interview like 2 weeks ago, and I told him that my lowest was my dad brought me to like a famous like DJ from out of Philly, but he's from Jersey, And when I first started rapping, he told me, like, I didn't have the criteria or the type of stuff to make a rapper.
For real?
Like,
you want to put his name out there? Who are you talking about?
Or do you want to save that for the podcast portion?
Oh, yeah, let's save that for the podcast so we can cut.
Listen. Cell Escobar is here, man. Plug your social, dog.
CEL _ Escobar. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, wherever you want to find me at. CEL _ Escobar.
Man, stick around. We got more with him. And we got some music to play on the other side, y'all. So now we gotta play Nicki Minaj's Bigfoot.
Let's go.
This is her reply.
Now she start off swinging, then it just started. It's like the flow, like, kind of just goes somewhere else.
You,
like,
you gotta Nicki. Leave it up to the listeners, man.
All right, I'm a
Nicki Minaj is Bigfoot is Violet of Radio Uncut.
DJ Super DJ Friends, run this track.
Trill been doing it, been at it.
Your flow is such a bore. Drinking a bottle of honey through a straw.
I like it.
Now you're just like me.
Yes, sir.
Now you're just like
21 Savage, Burna Boy, Metro Boomin on the beat.
Metro!
it's called Just Like Me.
That's right, Super. You like that?
That's a DJ Red's pick right there.
It is.
I like that, John.
Yeah.
I like that, John, man. Violet Radio Uncut.
DJ Super, DJ Red.
And of course, if you're just tuning in, man, repping Trenton, New Jersey, we got my man, Cell Escobar, up in here.
Yeah, baby.
I almost said West. East Trenton, the section.
Yeah, don't disrespect that man like that.
To be clear.
Don't you be disrespectful, you hear me?
So you've had an interesting, let's say, 8 years now.
Yeah.
Actually recording.
Yep.
Like, where you want to take this thing, man?
The highest level it could possibly go. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They tell you to dream big, you know what I mean? So I'm dreaming to the highest level, man. I want to take it somewhere that my city's never seen before. Mm-hmm. And then possibly, you know, create my end game and go into something else.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean, yeah, definitely.
You got a plan? What you want your end game to be? Or?
Nah, not really. You know what I mean. I've been talking to my mom lately. Just wherever mm-hmm. God take me, you know. So
I can dig it.
You know, that's where we at with it right now.
Shout out to another Trenton alumni, ambassador for Trenton, and also a friend to the show, Big Ooh.
Big Ooh,
the homie.
He spoke very highly of you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. definitely.
Shows you big love.
Yes,
and reps your city like nothing I've ever seen before.
We come from the greatest city in America.
There you go.
We overlooked, you know what I mean? But there's so much talent there. They overlook us crazy, man. Wherever I go, it's so disrespectful to the point where it's like, I tell them where I'm from and they just be like, where?
Because
you know what I mean?
It's because crazy. Trenton makes and
the world takes.
There it is.
You know?
Nice.
You know, so.
The project is called
Less Time.
And it's out now.
Out now. All,
streaming.
All streaming platforms.
Everywhere.
Everywhere, baby.
Why they need to go listen to that?
They need to go listen to it because, number one, it's probably one of the hardest projects out right now.
Talk yes, about indeed. It.
I'm stamping talk. That. I got stuff on there for the ladies, you know, because like on every podcast or radio interview I've done, I told them, ladies support your music more than anybody.
And they love you.
And
that's
they
true.
Love you, you know. So really we get a lot you. For the ladies just go around. And it's a lot of industry sounds on there. So all that's right, where man. We at with it right now.
Well, look, man, if y'all want to get the more full, in-depth, raw, unfiltered portion of this interview, man, subscribe to the podcast. Mm-hmm. Violet Radio Uncut with a K. Anywhere a K. you get your podcast, we're going to be really, really talking to him over there. We're going to be getting grimy with it.
Tune in. It's going to be all amazing. Right? And if you don't come to the party, you're going to miss out on an extravaganza.
Tune in.
But I got a record queued up, man, called Faded.
Faded.
Who produced this?
My man Skis from up New York. He produced it. Great record. It's featuring my boy Max YB. All around, it's a great record, man. This is what you want to listen to right now. All right,
plug the project, social media, everything for the one more time.
Less Time right now, out on all streaming platforms. The name is Cell Escobar, CEL _ Escobar. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You want to go listen to this, man.
All And don't forget, in the next hour, our brother DJ Fusion's going to hop on the set and do what he does.
King Fusion, what up?
It's that Faded off of the project.
You know that.
Less
Time.
Time out now.
That's right.
Your new friend to the show, Sel.
Sel Escobar is here.
Violet the Radio baby. Uncut.
DJ Super DJ Reyes. Run the track.
My memories with you is so beautiful. I love spending my time with you, feel me like
I'm married to you, faded.
Just be thinking about us, yeah. What we could be, you feel me? No love.
Lost it. Made my circle tighter, I turned day ones into bosses. Shooting out of bounds, that stupid shit that almost cost us. Praying to God while looking at my twins, just no more losses. Yeah, thinking about my streams, I did a half a million. Falling at this stature for a while, I'm trying to stay resilient. I was stuck up in my ways, dog, I had to change the feeling. Racks up in the ceiling, clash of egos, had my n****s drilling. Kid, 250 on 15, I'm playing blackjack. Winners off the board, I put like 50 in her knapsack. Ain't no room for baggage before you hop up in this scat. Paint this bitch matte black, rockin' supreme like Fat Cat. Real, 5% 10, I'm blowin' the smoke up. Tell me what's the hold up, promoters pay us to go up. Fuckin' with me, I can raise your stock and make it blow up. Big bottle pop, but them situations, they know us. Real.
My memories of you, baby, now I'm faded. The way I treated you, I was also jaded. You the only one that prayed and hope I make it. Yeah, I made it, huh.
We might just do December. Ain't no leg room in the Uber, we might do a sprinter. I tapped a knife on a wine glass while we eating dinner. The check came, she reached first, I know I got a winner. Yeah, f***ing on me good, I smell like YSL. Money ain't her object, so f*** it, I might just bless a Zelle. I ain't had time for the drive, so I might just do the mail. Always with my heart on my sleeve, so my shorties always fail. Frail, Nike ski mask running through paparazzi. The scallops over Lomaine while the ice cool the sake. I'm not your average, I fucked on Keisha before the walkie. The Cuban pendant look like a puck when you playing hockey. Yeah, she attractive when she reach her goals. Packing, you know we shot when we go hit the roads. I want my pop to see 50 M's cause he getting old. And we standing on certain things, never broke a code. Bruh.
My memories of you, baby, now I'm faded. The way I treated you, I was also jaded. You the only one that prayed and hope I make it. Yeah, I made it, huh.
Shit here.
I love it.
It's Violator Radio, baby. Turn it the fuck up.
I used to get bills on the bitch. Now I throw shields on the dick to stop me from that HIV shit. Oh man, y'all hear us getting grimy now. We're talking shit now. Get your cusses in, Reds.
You motherfucker. Yeah, motherfucker. What's up?
Yo, as always, we appreciate and love our radio listeners.
Yes,
but we also appreciate and love our podcast subscribers as well.
We fuck with y'all.
Shout out to everybody that locks in on the podcast, wherever you're listening at. Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, yep. Odyssey, TuneIn, Stitcher, all that. We appreciate y'all, yo. But of course, as we continue on.
As we proceed.
Repping Trenton, East Trenton.
To be exact.
Wilbur section.
To be more
the
exact.
The section.
To be more detailed.
Can I say something about section?
Say it.
The first time I went to this section, I was with this boy I know, and we was with his man who was a rapper. We pulled up on this block, and there was a body chalk outline on the sidewalk in front of the crib next to him.
That means somebody died. So I got shot.
That was my introduction to the Wilbur section in early 2000s.
Jesus. Yeah, that's
a chalk outline on the fucking floor.
Early 2000s, that's a rough era right there.
You done had some era. Fucked up intros to a lot of cities, goddammit. They stole your, what they did, broke in your shit in Baltimore.
Man, first night in Baltimore.
Yeah.
I went to school in Baltimore for radio, right? I'm excited, man. I'm ready to go. First day, get into some radio shit, man. I come outside. I'm walking to my car. I'm like, why is the light on inside my car?
Yeah.
I get closer. The passenger side door out by the street was open. I look in the car. They trashed that shit.
Wow.
Didn't take nothing. Just trashed it. They seen them jersey tags and was like, welcome to Baltimore, motherfucker. This is
welcome to Baltimore.
Fuck out of here. Didn't take nothing.
Come on now.
Just trashed it.
They said, what'd it do? On the avenue, on the avenue.
On the avenue.
They said, well, welcome, dummy.
Less time.
Less time out now.
The project streamer everywhere.
Everywhere.
What's your favorite record?
It's got to be Always and Forever, and definitely probably Miami.
Okay.
Why those records?
Always and Forever, always going to hit home because a lot of females like to say I'm toxic. So, so it's definitely a toxic record. Yeah, it's definitely a toxic record.
So what I find is when a lot of people, you kind of see them saying the same thing, there's some validity to it.
Mm-hmm.
Are they right when they say that you're toxic?
Of course they are. Yeah,
I'm
look at them.
I'm a Gemini.
Yeah, y'all crazy. I had one.
He giving out that good love and then like, bitch, you calling me too much. Like, what? Why? She said, you just made love to me yesterday. So, Escobar, why you acting like this?
Yeah.
So you'd be like real nice, cool, calm, and collected 1 minute.
Yeah.
And then the next, you'd be like, yo, get the fuck away from me.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Step the fuck back, baby.
Geminis. Them Geminis. And what are you, Reds? A Sag?
No disrespect.
What are you?
A Capricorn.
Cap. You be capping.
No, I don't be capping. We don't cap. Like you might catch a cap and Sag. You ain't gonna catch no cap and cap. Shit, nigga. What the fuck are you?
I am an Aries.
Oh, yeah. Y'all crazy. All day.
I don't think so.
Nigga, I got two of them in my house. Hey, the mother and the daughter.
Female Damn. Aries and male Aries is different. Because I be chilling. I'm a pretty chill, cool guy. I'm a laid back guy.
Your exterior is chill, but your interior, that motherfucker ready to jam.
Oh, man.
I ain't gonna lie. The fire definitely be burning inside, but I know how to control it.
I'll be ready to put the mask on with super like, where they going, nigga?
Oh, man. Talk about Trenton, man. Like, I just want to put more spotlight on Jersey, man. Like, talk about Trenton, man. What other parts of Trenton you repping? I got family in, or just got love for? Just talk about Trenton right now.
I got family in all parts of Trenton, man. I got family everywhere. I'm loved everywhere. Probably the only person, the only nigga in the city that could go to every park. You know what I mean?
That's a beautiful.
It's love
thing.
Everywhere. It's definitely beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
What's the wildest part of Trenton right now? Because I think I might be out the loop.
To be be honest, that shit could go down anywhere out there, man.
I think you're right.
You know what I mean? I'm not gonna say which side is crazy, which part is crazy. You know, it could go down anywhere out there. That's just the city.
Cause back then, anytime you said dissection, it was like, y'all niggas is crazy.
Yeah, that was that era. That was that like that 05, that 03, that era. Mm. That was an era. That was a baby, man. Well, I just hear stories about it.
And then, you know, SMM, they was uh-huh. all up and through there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Them and the Sean stuff, they was wilding back then in America.
Wilding. They had an episode of...
Yeah, on Gangland. Everybody talk about that Gangland episode. I was a baby watching that episode. I was a baby watching that episode, seeing my cousins and my brothers on there.
SMM is Sex, Money, Murder.
Yeah,
I heard of them. That's a gang.
Yeah, it's a gang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had an episode of Gangland on national television.
That yeah, means definitely. It's on YouTube. What?
Oh yeah, it's definitely on there.
Oh, shout! But I also like to show the positive side too. Shout to the boy that's in the Super Bowl right now. From
shout
Trenton.
Out Tig, man. They're not trying to give enough respect. Shout out to Tig, man. A lot of people don't make it where we come from, man. And give respect, man.
What's his full name?
Jair Brown.
And he plays for the 49ers.
Yeah.
49ers. Going to the Super Bowl. Trenton, motherfucker, right there.
Yeah, man. Congratulations, man, little bro.
Gotta love it. Less time. Out right now.
Yeah. Out right now, yeah.
Go stream that thing up and run them numbers up, man.
So what's the deal with time in these projects? Why time? Why we timing?
I started going into like the time phase because I lost somebody that was like dear to my heart. So once I realized like, time is like the biggest aspect of life, you know.
Most definitely.
So losing, I call it. She's my aunt, but I call her my mom. Mm-hmm. So losing somebody like her, man, it just taught me some things. Like you never know how long you got with a person on this earth. So
that's true. Mm-hmm.
You know, treat every day like it's their last day. You know, so. That's why I went into the time aspect of everything with the album, Timeless, and then I went Less Time for the sequel. Mm-hmm. That's why I went there with it.
Yeah, I can dig it. I lost my mom in 2019.
Yeah, my condolences, family.
Oh, man, my condolences to you as well.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Who are some notable features that you either opened up for or mm-hmm. did records with?
Definitely, man. I give shout out to Slick, man. Shout out to Ooh. Definitely Ooh. Some records with
what
Ooh.
Up, Ooh?
Shout out to my
big
boy.
Ooh.
Shout out to my dog, man. Definitely Slick, man. Max, my boy Max YB. I got a record with my boy Nas. He was signed with some people called CXR. My boy Nas. Let me just stop this right here, man. Nas is probably one of the most talented people that I've ever worked with. Nas' name was Nas with the Dreads. I don't know if you guys know him or if you follow him.
Nah, you're putting a song in.
No, yes, you are.
Nas with the Dreads. His name is Nas with the Dreads. He's probably one of the most talented people I've ever worked with. Probably the most talented person I ever worked with, man. That guy is next level. Probably in the next year, next 2 years, he'll probably be signing like a multi-million-dollar contract.
Oh, word.
Yeah, definitely.
Who would you like to work with? Mm-hmm.
If I had a chance to work with anybody,
unlimited budget, just bucket list. Just do the bucket list.
No scamming shit.
No scamming.
Legit.
It's legit. It unlimited budget. It
would definitely have to be either Ross. Definitely Ross. Definitely Drake.
Mm-hmm. I can see you and Ross happening for real. You and Ross would actually be a better fit to me.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Oh, hell no.
That's your name, right?
Hell no. Hell no.
Damn.
Hell no.
So we know who he don't want to work with.
Too far away from me.
Man. Fuck you, 6ix9ine.
Be in the same room with dude.
Fuck you.
Man. You want to get a feature from Wack 100?
No,
you
shit.
You want to get him
some shit on the interlude?
Oh, hell no. No.
It's a messy motherfucker right there.
Yeah, that's definitely a messy dude, man.
Uh-uh. Yo, all them niggas messy.
All of them.
Yeah, definitely.
Yo, the way Academics going that finesse two times right now, I'm like, yo, it's no way. In
yo,
real life,
I'm
going to
keep it
in people.
It, They're going to catch academics one day,
they
man.
They are, man. And it's so unfortunate. They really are.
They're going to catch them one day. You got to be careful what you're saying behind these internets and all that extra shit.
See,
niggas, be careful.
Niggas be thinking because they acquire fame, a nigga ain't going to be dumb enough to. A nigga will still slap fire out of you, nigga.
You got to be careful what you're saying.
Fire. I'll sue you. Man. Nigga, fuck it. Here, nigga. I don't give a fuck. Nigga, I slap the shit out you. You ain't do nothing, you bitch.
Yeah, man. You got to be careful, man.
Right.
Listen, man. You going on them internets talking about these people, man. You got to realize, man, that shit is going to come. It's going to come to you one day, man.
It is.
You can't hide forever.
It's a boomerang.
Yeah, man.
It's like you throwing it out there. You spend all this energy out there. When it come back, it'll be somebody you least expect.
And that shit gonna be when you least expect it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You going to your ass gonna be in a grocery store or something.
Yeah, grocery store or the gas station getting gas.
When you least expect it, man.
You got your flip flops on. You in the gas station vulnerable as a motherfucker.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Nigga just straight come across you. Bow, bitch. You're like, who the fuck are you? Nigga, I'm a nigga that don't like you. Like, wait a minute. Did I say anything about you? No. You talked about. Yo,
flip flops.
Yo, the show. All right, and then I'm gonna get off of it. But the show Donald Glover did Swarm.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
that's the show where he had Franklin from.
From Snowfall.
He was hitting Chloe Bailey from the back.
Yep.
That show. The girl that was watching him have sex.
Yeah.
She literally was following people around, killing people.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Over. Some like it was supposed to be like
she was a fan
like
yeah,
a
my
stand.
Mom was telling me about that movie. I can't think of the show or something like that. She was telling me about that
Swarm.
Yeah, my mom was telling me about
she was
that.
A stan of a character that was supposed to be Beyonce like
yeah yep.
So Swarm, Beehive.
You was telling me about that joint.
Yo,
before.
And she was going around like, oh, who's your favorite artist? The person said to do whack him, but she a slow walk to murder. Like, she done trolled them on the internet and found out where they live, went to their city, and wound up killing them.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, she batshit crazy.
Yep.
Autistic or something. Something's off. Special needs. Something's going on up top.
Man,
it ain't right.
That's why I be leery, man, on who you idolize, man. People be idolizing human beings, yo.
What I do know is that Less Time is out right now.
It's
streaming all over the motherfucker.
That was good. You good. That was good.
That's what I do know.
Mm-hmm. That was okay. Good. Sell Escobar's here.
Yo, you want a major record deal? Like you want to get signed? Or you want to do the indie? Or you want a major?
Yeah. Definitely.
You want to hit? Okay.
We'll label. If you could pick.
If I could pick, I ain't even gonna pick, man.
Mm-hmm.
Not even gonna pick.
What's the best deal for you?
Best deal for me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You said raw, so you think you could breathe life back into Maybach music?
Maybach music. Definitely. I get in the room with Ross.
Ain't he in the market for like some fresh new talent right now though?
Yeah, he rocking with Lowski out of Newport News VA.
Mm-hmm.
Lowski and Neff, they rocking heavy. So
shout out to Neff.
He been Neff said out of Northern VA, out of Dulles VA.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I know he got some other artists across the country that he locked in the same way he locked in with them. So
that's what I'm saying. All it is, man, linking up, being in the same room. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's why you got to get out more. You got to get out more, man.
I'm glad you said that.
Get out more.
Get outside.
Just outside.
Just don't do it all from the thumbs.
Yeah, you
sitting
can't.
On the couch.
You can't. You got to get outside. You got to shake hands, man.
Yeah, because. You could be the most official motherfucker online.
Yeah.
You Krispy Kreme in person.
Yeah, you got to go outside, man. These people don't... That's one thing I realized. They're not going to just sign you because you writing stuff on Instagram. You got to go meet these people. They want to see your personality. They want to see how you is in real life.
Right.
Hell yeah.
They want to see your real life. They see what you do in your real life.
That's true.
Social media, it's not shit, man.
Is your pops still your manager?
No, he's not my manager anymore. One thing I realized about even with being my pop being my manager, man, is he taught me so much. Like, you know what I mean? It's good to have OGs, like, you know what I mean, to have him around. Mm-hmm. He taught me so much, man, even outside of the music. You know what I mean? So I keep him around because he helped me from making stupid decisions. You know what I mean? Because, mm-hmm. you know, I'm still young. So anything, any and everything look good to me. You know what I mean? Right. But people with wisdom, they're like, nah, calm down. Don't jump on the first thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So definitely, I've been offered a deal before. So I've been, you know, wet behind the ears trying to sign anything. My dad like, no, Luke, calm down, son. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Dad. Thank you, Pops.
Pops, we appreciate you.
He didn't want you to sign no bullshit.
Yeah, definitely.
Because they giving out bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Whoa.
Anybody can catch a bullshit deal these days. What? Here, sign that for me.
Yeah, come sign on. That for me. He like, hey.
Shelf.
Yep.
Got another one.
Got another one. Can't do shit. You out here trying to do some indie work. They like, nothing, oh, all dude. The verses you just got that money for? Mm-hmm.
Remember the lock well skits? Mm-hmm. The raping,
raping
you records?
You, raping you, raping you.
Raping you records.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they be doing out here. Well, shout out to your pops, though, for just looking out for his boy.
Yeah, definitely, man. Yeah. I'm the baby boy, man. You just want to make sure everything go right.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
So the other side to that, is it difficult sometimes working close like with family, like
oh, definitely. That's
getting into it.
That's gonna be the main aspect. You know what I mean? Because to the point where
having a dadager,
yeah, it's like they know what's best for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you just don't want to see that because you know it's like, man, are you the one rapping?
Right.
That's what it feel like. You know what I mean? It feel like, yo, are you the one rapping? You know what I mean? So. But he just, you know, he just being a dad, you know what I mean?
That's
all that is, man.
That's when they go vent. Oh,
be the same way.
That little motherfucker smelling itself now.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, man, that's exactly how it is.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
First time I heard of you is shout out to your cousin.
Yeah, shout out Drew.
Big Drew, Andrew, what up, boy?
Yeah.
He's like, yo, you got to hear my cousin, yo.
Yeah.
My cousin Nice. Now, everybody says that.
Yeah.
Let's be very clear.
Yeah, everybody.
Everybody says that shit. Yo, my man Nice. Yo, my cousin Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah? All right. That's what's up. All right, bet.
Well, good for you and your family.
That's what's up. We got in the car, and he played that Olden Ave record.
Yeah,
what is
2 a.m. on Olden.
2 a.m. on Olden.
Yeah.
I was like, this your cousin? He's like, yeah, nigga, I tried to tell you, nigga. I was like, yeah, this shit hot. I'm like, nah, this shit hot. You got that. Because I didn't believe him. Let me keep it 100 with you.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
Everybody tell me that shit.
Everybody,
dog.
You know
believe
that,
him,
though.
That's because everybody's man and everybody's cousin is hot, yo.
Yeah, definitely.
But that
definitely.
Shit was hot.
Appreciate you, family.
And I said, Drew, I give you that. And then I think I followed you on social media.
Mm-hmm.
You was at the Styles P show.
Yeah,
DJ.
The Styles P joint, yep.
Didn't I play one of your records?
Yeah, you played that joint. I got
like,
the video
fuck
of it.
I was like, fuck it, I'm playing this shit.
Yeah.
So his cousin, Drew, was actually doing security at the Styles P concert that I did.
Big Drew.
Yep.
So anytime y'all need some security,
holla at Big Drew.
Holla at Drew. He'll put a team together. Your cousin is like, what, 6'5"? He's a big brother.
Yeah.
Okay, Big Drew.
Big football ass nigga.
Okay. So, big brolic ass nigga.
He'll take care of you.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And shout to his son playing football too, right?
Shout out my little cousin AJ.
Over there at RV.
RV at Rancocas, yeah.
There it is.
Nice.
Sal Escobar is here.
Mm-hmm.
Explain the name, man.
Sal is easy. My real name is Marcel.
Okay.
So that's where the Sal came from. And being around my neighborhood where I'm from, how I carry myself and my demeanor, I always had the name of Escobar.
Oh, you was Pablo around that motherfucker.
My people, how I carry myself, you know what I mean? Being young, and I carry myself like a grown man.
Mm-hmm.
So my people's always called me Escobar or Esco. And then you just added the bar on Escobar.
You got the Christopher Wallace shades
on.
On
some Dunn shit.
The Biggie
on some Dunn shit.
Definitely.
So let's talk about what we couldn't talk about on regular radio. Let's put them whores out there. What bitch ass nigga up here told you they ain't believe in you?
So on the radio side of things, you mentioned you got discouraged a little bit.
Yeah, when I first started rapping.
When one of the Philly radio DJs, who's from Jersey, said you didn't fit the criteria for success or something.
So when I first started rapping, I probably had a couple freestyles out. Probably like, I want to say, maybe two freestyles out. I didn't have a video for it. I was just started rapping. I didn't really know nothing about rapping. I didn't know how to make a song. So my dad did security for him. So my dad was like, I know somebody that could get you in the door. I think my son's hot. You know, like any father would. I think my son's music, I think his music is great. I think you should take a listen. So we drove up to, I don't know if y'all familiar with the studio, Breed. We drove up to Breed, the studio up here in Philly. And he was working in the studio at that time. Mm-hmm. And we drove up there and I met with him and he sat down. He was like, play the record. I spun the record, he listened to it, and I seen it by his facial expressions. Like, he was about to say some bullshit to me.
Okay.
So next thing you know, he turns the record off and he's like, this ain't shit.
Oh,
like, just right, like that. Just like that. To me and my, like, me and my dad sitting right there. And my dad seeing my facial expressions, like he's seeing me, and like he's seeing me damn near turn red. So my dad, like, he, my dad tapping me under the table, like, just relax. So I'm like, he like, yo, I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. Like, you ain't got shit. I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. You ain't got shit. There's nothing I can promote for you. I don't, what the fuck can I do with this? This is not exactly how you talking to me.
What the fuck? Who
dog, said dog, who is this?
Y'all probably know him. I don't know if y'all know. Y'all know Alamo?
Oh, for real? Oh, Lord. Oh, my God.
Alamo came at your neck like
Alamo
that?
Alamo came at definitely. You crazy like that?
Definitely.
Alamo.
Alamo, come on, man.
Definitely. He came crazy at me. But
what? All right. Okay, so right, what happened right after that?
We shook hands. We left.
You still you dapped him down.
We dapped him down. We left.
So it was like it was no problems. It was no issues.
No, I was hot. I was hot. I wanted the issue. Oh. Right there at that moment, I wanted the issue.
Damn.
I don't know if y'all know DJ Big J.
No, I don't know.
Big J's, I'm familiar with him. Trimble.
So him and my dad are like, that's like big bro, little bro. So we on the car ride home. My dad has to talk with me. Still to this day, that is the talk that saved me from falling off the edge, like with the rap stuff.
Which my the dad, talk you had with
my
your
dad boss? Literally on the way going down, going back to Trent, my dad tells me, like, no, listen, you're either gonna let that end your career or it's gonna make your career. So in my head, I'm like, man, fuck that, I'm done rapping. I don't wanna rap. It's over. So my dad is telling me, he like, yo, listen, God gave you a talent. Don't waste your talent because somebody said something to you. So when he said something to me, it was just like something like I caught a chill. I'm like, you know what? Ever since that day he said that to me, every time I rap, I feel like I'm rapping for him. I feel like I'm rapping for Alamo.
Seriously?
So every time I say something in a bar or something like that, like, I feel like I just want to kill this nigga. So it's like, I want you to feel me, bro. Like,
damn, Alamo, you done motivated me? That nigga. He a monster because of him.
So that what he said to me that day lit a fire in me. No lie, lit a fire in me, lit a fuse in me.
So, can you honestly say that you needed that?
I needed that, definitely. Okay. And I later on, when I became who I am right now, I came to him and I shook hands with him and said thank you.
That's what I was ultimately getting to. Like, is it still in the air?
We talked and we fine now. We shook hands and we absolutely fine now. I'm cool with him. We definitely cool.
Good.
I could reach out to Alamo and call him and.
Good.
Alamo, he's a friend of the show. He's homie.
Yeah, that's the homie. He cool now, but he lit a fuse in me when I was younger.
Sometimes it takes that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it can make or break you.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, it seems like it made
it definitely
you
made me
step everything up.
Everything. It made in the
I
matter.
See what you,
of,
I see what you did there, Alamo.
In a matter of probably a year, my pen. My pen game went to something crazy.
So let me ask you this. Looking back on that, with those songs that he heard or freestyles or whatever, what do you think it was about those particular songs that he probably said, man, this ain't shit? Looking back on it. Because, you know, as you're making the music, as you're progressing, you're like, man, this is the best shit I made. Then 2 years from there, you're like, yo, this is the best shit I made.
That shit was horrible.
Okay.
It was. It was horrible. Because now I'm looking at it.
So he was giving you the honest truth.
He was giving me... He was bold.
You needed that.
He was bold. He was bold. He was just literally from the rip, like from the door. Like, this ain't shit.
Damn.
So to tell a person this ain't shit, sometimes you need that, man. Like, I needed that because I was on my high horse at that time. Because I'm used to everybody telling.
I'm glad
used to everybody telling me, "Yo, listen, yo, that is hot. What you driving? That's hard. Da-da-da-da. I'm used to that. I'm mm-hmm. used to everybody telling me that. So for a person, I come to a person that's, at that time, he was on the top of his game.
Right, right.
So I come to him, giving him my top records. And you telling me my top records ain't shit.
Mm.
So you know what I mean? That shit really, it did something to me. It broke me down at that moment. It broke me down and brought mm-hmm. me back down to reality. Like, okay, this is somebody at the top of his game right now telling me that my records ain't shit. So it's time to go back into the lab.
Mm-hmm. But in that moment, you wanted to fuck him up.
Oh, definitely. It was war. It was war. It was war.
Man, shout out to Alamo, man.
It was war, definitely.
I did that to somebody before. Not a rapper, but a DJ. Oh, I done broke a lot of DJs down. Yeah.
Oh, but, wow.
Damn. I hope they none of them wanted to kill me.
Yeah, you know, definitely.
I wanted that nigga
oh, definitely,
out of
man.
Here.
Definitely. Was you brutally honest like Alamo?
Yeah, I told the DJ he played a mixtape for me. I told him, like, yo, this shit ain't nothing. This ain't hitting on nothing.
Oh, man.
It was sloppy. I gave him the Queen Latifah on Juice.
But here's the thing with that. If it applies and it's truthful and honest, you can't let that put you in a rage and be mad because
he one of my good friends to this day. Shout out DJ and Fame.
I'm glad to hear that.
But I broke his ass down
because
he's great.
Sometimes
now.
Other people's ears catch what yours can't.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And that's real talk. You can't have a bunch of yes men around you.
No, not
you
at
can't,
all.
You can't have a bunch of yes men around you.
Absolutely not.
They sitting around here telling you that this is hot all day.
They giving you falsified meals to your
day.
Ego.
And you know what I mean? That's the worst part about it. You can't have a bunch of yes men around you.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. You cannot have that. Especially in this career.
So Escobar is here.
Less Time.
Less Time is out now.
Out right now, everywhere. Make sure you run
you
that up.
You stream it everywhere, right?
Yeah, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Who else you fuck with out there in Trenton, man? What's some other DJs out there we need to know about? Or
and artists. What's the vibe is?
Oh, yeah, definitely. As far as artist-wise... Shit, man, I vouch for all of them.
Shout out to Tsunami, too. I'll be seeing her out
that's
here.
That's the home. I got a record with Tsunami.
She's seen her
on my last
here.
Album.
What she look like? What a name like
Pretty
that.
Tsunami.
Red
yeah, definitely.
What's
definitely.
Up? What's up?
What is it? Pretty
Tsunami.
At Pretty
yeah.
Tsunami?
Yeah.
Ooh, she be out here spitting.
I got a record with Pretty Sue. I got a record with a lot of people from the town.
Pretty underscore Tsunami?
Yeah.
Yeah, just who else we need? Everybody need to get privy to, man. Because I just love how Trenton is a small city. It's just the pocket of of a lot going on, though.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, it's a lot going on. You know what I mean? Well, once you get past the aspect of all the stuff that's going on in the city, it's crazy talent there, man. Probably I'll put that talent up against any other city.
Okay.
Oh my, Pretty Tsunami. Oh my.
Yeah, we see
a solid gold. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I put that talent up against anybody.
Okay. All right. So shout out to all the OGs out of Definitely. Trenton as well. Of course, poor righteous teachers.
Definitely PRT.
PRT, true Trenton OGs.
Definitely.
Yes. That's my childhood right there.
Rock this funky joint. Who else was making noise out of Trenton coming up?
You had Out and DJ Plex and all them. Uh-huh. Kilogram.
Kilogram got, was one
got,
of them too.
Ooh, you got so many people that was rapping around.
Yeah,
that time,
ooh,
man.
Ooh, been doing it for so long, man. Yeah. He probably been doing it as long as I've been DJing.
Mm.
Now that I think about it, like I just always heard his name.
Mm-hmm.
In Willenboro, yo, this is boy from Trenton named Big Ooh, like
yeah.
So Trenton, that's not where they were stealing cars and driving them fast.
Nah, that's north.
That's north. Okay.
Yeah, that's New Jersey Drive.
New Jersey Drive.
Yeah, that's north.
Yeah. Okay.
But Trenton, you know, Trenton is the capital.
Mm-hmm.
It's Trenton got like its own little flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's south. All right, me and Ooh had the whole North Jersey, South Jersey. I don't believe in Central Jersey. I don't think Central Jersey exists.
Do you believe there's a Central Jersey?
Yes, I do.
All right, there's two people that believe there's a Central Jersey.
I
so,
do.
You so
know
what the fuck you talking about, Super?
I definitely believe
Break it down for me, Sel, why you say that.
Because we are smack dab in the middle.
So are you?
Yeah, because if you think about it, Trenton, you got, if you go to Philly, you got Philly on one side, you got New York on one side.
I'm gonna put it in terms like this. When have you ever heard anybody say, "Yo, I'll be back. I'm going to Central Jersey"?
Never.
All right. That's all I want to say.
You never say that. But my thing is,
no, Nick. But niggas say, "Yo, I'm heading up to North Jersey," or if they up there, they like, "I'm heading down to South Jersey."
Nigga, that shit is in the middle, nigga.
It's in the middle.
It's in the middle of New middle. Motherfucking Jersey. That's the middle. That's the middle. That's the center of New Jersey, super. Yeah. Big as shit.
It's at the cutoff point.
It's right there in the middle.
It's at the cutoff point.
You getting to Philly?
You answered my question. Nobody in life has ever said, "Yo, we going to Central Jersey."
Let that man talk. Shut the fuck up. Go ahead. Say what you was going to say.
You got one side. Like I said, you got one side of Philly. You got one side of New York. So you smack dab in the middle. So why wouldn't it be Central?
I will say this: y'all have like y'all own flavor.
Yeah,
that's not fully North Jersey.
It's a mix.
It's not fully South. I don't even do Trenton people say Boy and John?
Yeah, you get a couple of them that say that, and then you get a couple of them that say some of that New York shit.
Yeah, but y'all say
like B.
But y'all say Neff.
Yeah, Neff.
Like definitely. Neff is some Trenton shit.
Yeah, Neff. Yeah.
I don't know if you know that.
No. What's Neff?
Neff is
Neff.
It's like, Neff. What up, like Neff?
You know how Neff said.
You know his people's from Trenton.
That's right.
What's the name? DC be like Mo.
Mo, yeah.
Baltimore is Dummy.
Yeah, Dummy and Yo.
Listen, that Dummy shit is crazy. I don't
know. Fuck it is, Dummy. Fuck it is, Dummy. Yeah. What kind of grades you got in school, Dummy?
Like, what up, Dummy? Like, what?
Smiling at you. Like, what's up, Dummy?
Neff is a Trenton thing.
Definitely.
So I'm a little older than you. So when I was running around in Trenton with my folks, they used to say, like, raw a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, that's raw. Or. Yeah.
My dad was butter. Butter. I was joking with him yesterday. I was like, "Yo, that right there, son. That right there, thun, that's butter."
Yeah. Oh, they say thun.
That right there, thun, that's butter. Yeah. Like, I was messing with him and stuff earlier. Like, man, shut up, man.
That's butter right there, thun.
Trenton, mm-hmm. Like, you'll get folks that'll migrate down from up top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Or migrate up from our little corridor over here, because like I said, with especially like Willenboro and Trenton, you know, they is like cousins.
Yeah, it's right there.
They got family. Like Willenboro is smack dab in the middle of Camden and Trenton.
What people don't tell you is all the people that get a little money, they move to Willenboro. When you want to get out of Trenton, you get a little money, they all move to Willenboro.
Oh, that's why
they're lying. They tell you they don't do this. They get a little money, they get a little state job, they move to Willenboro.
So Willenboro.
Every last one of them. They all do that. Willenboro is the promised land, I promise you. And Willenboro and Burlington, they the promised land. You know how many people out there I see? And I be like, come out here, like, yo, yeah, we just moved out here. We just moved out here to Willenboro. Then they say the area, like, yeah, we just moved to Buckingham. I be like,
Buckingham Park.
I'm like, shit, well, you're still in the hood.
Mm-hmm. here's what kills me about that. Is Willenboro gets a bad rap.
Yeah, because of the people that moved there. It's Camden coming in. So I've been living down there in South Jersey for a little while now, so I know.
Well, you've been in South Jersey because Trenton is South Jersey.
Yeah, Trenton is. Here you go.
Trenton is Central Jersey. He's Central.
Here you go.
It's South Central.
But the people, it's the outskirts that come into that area and they mess it up.
Right.
That's why Willenboro
is not the hood.
It's not.
Let's be very clear. My entire family is in Willenboro. It never was.
It never was the hub.
You do have cornballs that try and make it that.
Yeah, that's why. They come there and they mess it up. So you get a bunch of Camden people.
But it gets
a bunch of Trenton people.
But it gets a bad rep mostly because it was predominantly black.
Yeah.
Willenboro always got a bad rep.
Yeah. Going up to Willenboro when I was a kid, man, that shit was fun. But go up there to that big behind park. Play basketball and all that up there, man. Like we was going up there as a kid. That shit was like a happy place.
It was a great place to grow up.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so, That's why when people like, yeah, Willie Brown's crazy, I be like, yo, y'all making it that way. It's never been that way. You go up there and mind your business.
Yeah.
Willenboro's not crazy.
It's not crazy.
It's not.
You know what I mean?
I'm glad you said that.
So
I should move to Willenboro.
Come on over to the Borough Reds. Yeah, come on over to the Borough Reds.
Yeah, I just want to be around, you know, peace and quiet. That's all.
You it's definitely get quiet. You definitely get you some of that. Peace and quiet up there.
You definitely get some of that.
Get you a nice night's rest up there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Sel, this is what we're going to do, man.
Yeah, let's fucking do it.
Let me cut this beat off, man. This is one of our favorite segments of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Where we like, where we
thank
like
you to, for your time.
We like to come to your town.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? And you will be our official tour guide.
Let's go.
It's tour guide. Oh. It's tour guide.
Are we making up a song again?
Tour guide. Tour guide. Tour guide. Tour guide. This will be tour guide. This will be tour guide, the Trenton edition.
Okay.
With Sel Escobar, powered by Less Time, out right now, streaming everywhere.
Go stream that shit. Run those streams out right now, motherfucker. Hello, motherfucker.
So how we? What's our transportation? How are we moving around, Reds? How we getting to Trenton?
We're driving, man.
We're going to drive. All right, so we're going to drive to Trenton.
Mm-hmm.
295 northbound.
Mm-hmm.
Get off at the Shore Points. We're going to swing around.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to put us right there at the prison and the McDonald's. You know where I'm at.
Yeah, I know where you are.
We're in Trenton, right?
We
link up with you.
At the prison?
No. Shout out to my mom. She retired from there. She worked there for 25 years.
Yeah. Shout out to Mama Super.
She's seen a lot of superstars come through there.
I'm sure.
Superstars.
That's maximum security, too. It's crazy.
Superstars been in that prison.
So we're in Trenton.
Mm-hmm.
You're our tour guide.
Mm-hmm.
Reds, what's the first thing we want to do when we get to the city?
Oh, we got to get something delicious to eat.
Sel Escobar, we're hungry. Good brother, where you taking us to get something to eat in Trenton?
Do I only get one place, or I could do two?
You can do
fuck
two.
It. Let's do two.
All right, so first two spots I'm taking you off the back is I'm taking you to At the Table, number one.
Oh.
That's At the Table is out on Olden Avenue.
Shout out to Olden Ave.
You
know at the Table.
What they serve at the table?
Oh, soul food.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the spot where the married couple own that spot?
Yes, that's my uncle.
That's your aunt?
For real?
Yes, my DeMarcus Kelly. Yeah.
That's what's up.
Wow.
Yeah, that's my
what's the best Monica dish? What we getting in there, man? What do you suggest?
When I go.
I'm getting what you get.
I get the fried bossa.
Okay.
Get the fried bossa, the mac and cheese, and the yams.
What's that?
What's bossa?
Bossa.
That's fancy.
This type of fish.
Okay.
Fancy.
I can do that.
But my regular dish when I go there is always the crab cakes.
Oh, yes.
Over a bed of rice.
Oh,
you
yes.
You get some asparagus and you get some mac and cheese.
Yeah.
But the crab cakes come with a sauce that on top of them. Fire.
That's what
you
the fuck
what
I'm
mean?
Getting. My pee
fire.
Gonna, my pee going to be strong fire. Later on. You know, that asparagus
that
make
asparagus
your pee.
Deep.
Light it up.
That asparagus
I'm going to pass on the crab. My brother's allergic.
Yeah, but
well,
listen.
Get something else.
I got something for you. I got something for you. If we
get
not,
something else,
if
man.
I got another rest, I got another spot for you. I got somebody that cooks. Her name is Myra. Eat with Meech. You go with her, too.
Myra?
Yeah, you go
eat
with her.
Meech?
Eat with Meech.
Okay, where that's at?
Definitely fire. It's in Trenton, too.
Okay, what they got?
Definitely, whatever you want. Salmon, cheese, steaks.
Say no more. Stop right there. Stop right there. Stop right there. We eat. That's what I'm getting.
Okay.
I'm getting the salmon, cheese, steak.
Okay.
Oh, crazy.
Definitely.
Eat with Meech.
Eat with Meech.
Her name is her what?
Myra.
Definitely.
What up, Myra?
Definitely
Myra.
Get them too.
All right, so we ate good.
Yes.
We done ate real good.
Definitely, yes.
Our bellies are full.
I ate twice.
Our bellies are full, Reds. What's the next thing we want to do?
We got to get a shape-up haircut, something.
We trying to get fresh, Sel. Where we going?
I'm trying to fall asleep in the barber chair. I got that itis.
You go to the barbershop, I'm going to my uncle's spot, A New U Jazz. It's A New U. That's the name of the barbershop right there on Hamilton Ave.
A New U.
And then, you know
who,
what I mean?
Who the if nicest? Who's slicing us up?
Oh, definitely my uncle in there.
Uncle what?
Jazz.
Uncle Jazz. What up?
Shout
out my Uncle Jazz. And then if, you know, my uncle's probably like one of the best barbers in the town.
Mm-hmm.
But if he too booked up, you know what I mean, because he only do appointments only, I'm taking around the corner to my man, my brother, mm-hmm. my brother Gore. He cuts hair too, right around the corner. Literally, Gore, you could walk right there.
He's sharp with it. Not going to push us back. You going to get these beards right?
Definitely.
Okay.
Take you right there.
Uncle Jazz or Gore?
Uncle Jazz or Cousin Gore?
My two spots right there. Uncle Jazz tell me, I call him, yo, Unc, I get in today. I'm like, yo, Unc, I got an interview tonight. I can't get you in tonight. I got I'm booked. Yo, bro, you good? Yeah, come around.
Okay.
Go right around the corner.
Yep, slice it up. We now, good money. We
now
fresh.
We fresh.
Yeah, yep. We good.
We ain't good. We fresh.
I'm acting single now. I'm acting single now.
We ain't good. We fresh. We want to do a little shopping. We're going to swipe Red's card today.
Okay. Yeah.
We want to do a little shopping and get some gear.
Yeah. Okay.
Where so you taking us?
I want to put him in some fly shit.
Put him in some fly shit.
I want him looking like Biggie Smalls also.
Baby.
Baby. Now, it depends on the type of outfit you want to wear.
I want to see him in some, but I want to see this nigga in the night.
It depends on what you want to wear, because, I mean, if you want to throw some leather on or something like that, we got to go to New York.
I ain't never seen the nigga in no Burberry
before. You want to do some Burberry, or we going straight up to KLP?
Yeah,
King of Prussia.
We going in that and design and stuff. We going to shoot up to KLP. Yeah. We going to do Woodbury Commons.
Okay. Had a little bit up north.
Yeah, up north.
All right, now he in his Burberry, looking like Manny Fresh in the Still Fly video.
That's a good one.
Gator boots with the pimped out Gucci suits.
Let's do the Woodbury Commons.
All right, Woodbury Commons it is. Yeah. Let's stay in Jersey.
We looking like Birdman and Manny Fred. We the big time.
If you want to stay in Jersey, or you want to stay in Trenton,
Let's do Trenton.
If you want to stay in Trenton, we're gonna hit the Boosters up.
Okay.
We're gonna spend the money with the Boosters.
Yeah, all right. With the thieves. Let's go.
Spend the money with the Boosters. I'm with man.
That. We come out cheaper
boosters
that way.
Boosters gonna get you fright. They gonna get you right. They gonna get you fly.
Mm. Get you the FUBU.
No,
assassination.
No,
polo
no,
assassination.
No, US
none of that.
Polo. No
none
US polo. No assassin.
None
no
of that shit. No.
No assassination.
They gonna get you right. They gonna get you right. They gonna go to the Boosters.
At one point, these were amazing brands to wear.
Not today.
Oh, definitely. Let's be clear.
Oh, definitely.
So, do the Boosters have the New South Pole, the Mecca?
They got what's in today. They got what's in today. I don't know about none of this. I don't know about none of that food.
We got the Perry Ellis jackets.
No, nigga.
Listen. I just bought an Averex.
Yeah.
I just bought an Averex from
a booster.
Because
they too high.
I had to go to New York and buy my Averex, man. Fucking charged me almost like 14.
That's the first.
Yeah,
first
wasn't that high back in the day.
Nah, my dad and I was getting them just for $80, $60.
For real? What year was that?
You know, it was crazy. My dad said for a while, Burlington Coat Factory had them.
Yeah, that's when they fell off. That's when the brand fell off.
It's the first jacket I ever seen with that many X's on the tag. Them jackets come big as fuck.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
Yeah, they do.
Six X's, eight X's type
Pelly
shit.
Pelly too. Pelly Pelly. They used to come like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the Boosters is taking care of us.
Yeah, we're gonna
give me an Averex from the Boosters.
We're gonna spend our money with the Boosters.
Some Jerbo jeans and some.
You know what's crazy? I just got a pair of Jerbo jeans.
Yeah, see, I'm on it.
They
I'm
back,
styling
man.
On
I bought a pair of Jerbo jeans. Bought me a Champion Cone head.
Yeah.
With a Carhartt jacket.
Who? Carhartt is classic.
Fast grass boots and all that. You know, bring a little bag.
Oh, you fucking them up.
Yeah. Sell Escobar.
Sell Escobar is here, goddamn.
Escobar season has returned.
Motherfucker.
All right, so we ate good.
Yeah.
Fresh cut.
Yeah.
Did some shopping. We fly.
We fly. Yeah. Nigga, we look like the big timers.
Definitely.
I got the Burberry interior in the motherfucking Cadillac right there.
What we want to do last and certainly not least, Rez? We want to do what?
We want to turn the fuck up.
We want to end the night off, man. What we doing, man? Where you taking us, yo?
Like I said, we staying in the city, or we going. We could go up South Jersey.
It's up to you. Wherever you want to take
it. It's whatever you want to do.
Because
if you want to go to Club XL and Maxine's, we can go there.
Because we try to party in Central.
You heard what
I said? We trying to party in Central.
You heard what I said?
Shit.
What's those clubs? They Death Traps. What is those clubs?
They don't exist anymore.
They don't exist anymore.
I used to DJ there 15 years ago.
Definitely was Death Traps.
A word?
Well, I wasn't being in them clubs. I'm too young for that.
Excel was wild.
Yeah, they said my, I heard about them stories.
Excel was wild, but I had a great fucking time DJing at Club Excel. Yeah, that's what
they said, though. They said it was a great time.
They partied in that
bitch. They said it's just when the DJ stopped playing the music.
The drama stopped.
And the DJ be like, my set is over.
So where you suggesting we go? We're going
to shout out Kevin Hans. We're going to give Kevin Hans some credit. He has started a new thing every Friday from 10 p.m. to, I believe, yes.
Smoking joint?
I'm pretty sure you can.
It's the cigar joint, yeah, right?
No, I don't know if it's the cigar. It's on South Broad and Trenton. It's on South Broad. I can
smoke my weed in there?
Yeah, I'm pretty. You can bring your own bottle and all that extra shit in there.
Oh,
shit. So, you know what I mean? He started this thing every Friday from 10 p.m. to, I think, 1 p.m. or something like that, or 2 p.m.
1 a.m.?
Yeah, something like that. 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. They have a thing every Friday, but he throwing a party just to bring light to the city.
Cranberry juice for you.
Hey, come on. Let's go.
A gallon of water.
I'm glad you're thinking about me.
Yeah.
Be wild. BYOB, let's go do it.
And a cooler. Mm-hmm. And my faithful New Balance bag filled with marijuana.
The ladies is in there?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. I went the 1 week. They was there.
Yeah, you know,
what's the name of the spot?
I gotta find it. I'll send it to you. I gotta find it.
I think I know what you're talking
about. It just started, though. He just started, like, it's probably like this would be like the fourth week he did it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now I'm thinking about something else then, because they got the. It's a cigar lounge.
I know the
out
cigar
there, right?
Lounge you're talking about. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the booty in there, we good.
Okay. Yeah. Well, look, as far as I'm concerned, that completes the tour guide. Is there any after hour situation we need to get into or no?
We're going to the after hour. We're going to head up Philly.
You going to Philly? We're in Philly for the after hour.
Little strip joints and all that.
Oh, yeah. I love the strippers. The after hour strippers, they heat, you know. They try to cash in one last time. The bitch like, hey, baby, where you going after this? So I got a family home, baby.
I'm going home.
And you will never know going where home. I live at.
Hey, yo, listen, right? I think this was like probably 2 months ago. We was in Spades. You know Club Spades? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yo, I didn't know Spades stay open that freaking late. I was in there. I'm looking at my man like, yo, bro, can we get the fuck out of here? I said, if they spin this fucking record one more time, bro, I'm going to lose my shit here, bro. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Them DJs be doing shifts in that motherfucker.
I felt like when he spun the record again, I'm like, yo, are we on rewind? Like, what the fuck? I'm losing my mind. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? The smoke keep blowing up. Mm-hmm. I'm in there losing my shit. Like, bro, we got to get out of here. Like,
what time they close?
Shit, like 3, 4.
Oh, yeah. Clubs in DC, it was like 2:30. They close at 3.
Yeah. Even after a while, when I'm in Rose Bar, shit, sometimes I'll be like, yeah, that's it for me.
Mm-hmm. That's a sign that you're getting a little older, brother.
You know what I mean?
That's all that means.
I'll be like, yeah, come on, man. It's time to go, man.
There's a motherfucker in there high and drunk, having the time of their life. They done heard the same record 4 times. Every time they,
and they got to be at work at 7 a.m. Yeah.
Once I hear that record twice and three times, that 3 is max. So I hear that shit that third time, it's time to go.
Well,
we talk about DJs like that, lazy motherfuckers.
Spinning that damn
record. There's so much music out here. So much same music. Shit. That concludes the tour guide, Trenton edition, Cell Escobar, and it's powered by Less Time. Project out right now.
Right now, motherfucker.
Streaming everywhere.
Motherfucker.
Man, we appreciate the conversation, brother.
Yeah, that was
appreciate
fun.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. You're a friend of the show now.
I want to end everything off with, let's do this Always and Forever.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
This is off the project, right?
Definitely.
Who produced it?
Always and Forever is by the same dude that produced Faded, Skis from New York. Shout out Skis. Shout out my boy.
There it is, man. Plug all your social medias, websites, merch, everything, man.
Let
them know.
Find me, CEL_Escobar. My merch page is Real on Instagram. And Less Time is streaming everywhere, CEL_Escobar. And you can find me everywhere, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, streaming everywhere.
There it is, man. Peace and blessings to everybody.
Yes.
Until next time, Cell Escobar, thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate y'all for having me.
We appreciate you coming through, brother. It's that Cell Escobar, Always and Forever.
Yes, indeed.
Off that Less Time project out right now, man. We out, y'all. Peace.
Bye bye.
So that was an inside joke that I just had to say to you because it's so funny. Me and my best friend, you always talk about a light skin girl. You always talk about some light skin girl. So I just had to make sure that you knew I was wrong.
Wasn't like fucked up analogy saying you weren't like me. The Cartier shades help the sight. I tend to think you fuck with me, shorty, just for the hype. Yeah, you got me high stepping like I'm Dion. Your favorite color is neon. That mean you always loud for the things that we don't agree on. I should call you out for the bullshit I think you be on. Yeah, let's talk about them bags that I bought you. Crying on my phone when you begging me when I caught you. Why you going fuck that nigga? Showing him what I taught you. Balling for the win like a turnover, so why I lost you. Yeah, imagine going to Instagram for peace. I thought I had a title on shorty, she just a lease. To a love with a milkshake dog, she like Khalees. Put the ice in the fryer, we argued all way to Greece. Real,
I am on a whole nother level. He only let you come when he met you. I'm trying to give you love and affection. Shorty, my love don't change with the weather. I know you're him, but your heart needs better. When they say the wax, that's cause me tragic. Me and you, baby, equal, always and forever.
Real.
Always and forever, I got your back forever.
Watch the fake, adapt the situation, just knowing I'm out of place. If I give her the attention, she thinking she won a race. Reservations at 8, 10 minutes, we running late. Yeah, offset the button up, it matched the Carnegie. The picture's always taken to her, never the Carmen. I could bring the sky to the roof, she wonder what star I'm with. Cap put down on the salary, equal how far I get. Real, Dumbo, Brooklyn, I might do pair 6. Walking blindfolded for situations I dare miss. Her attitude is like an audible, it's down a switch. Loyalty is better than love, sometimes you take a risk. Yeah, double laces tied on the Louis V's. I can really say God bless you, not only when you sneeze. I paint a picture, ain't no words that you need to read. If you play the follower, shorty, I'm always here to lead. Real.
See, baby girl, look, the thing is this, we gon' play a lot of games, right? The table tennis ain't one of them. Rest in peace to the late great Lee. I feel like we're going back and forth, and you thought your new nigga was a level up when you really played yourself respectfully. You understand soon enough.
I am